On this episode of Building Men, Relationships.
Welcome to the Building Men Podcast. I'm your host, Dennis Miralda.
This podcast will be geared toward helping you become the most extraordinary version of yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So relationships are the second characteristic of the foundations of masculinity. There are five characteristics that we're calling the foundations of masculinity, and this is part three in a six-part series about masculinity. The five things that we talked about were purpose, relationships, accountability, resiliency, and contribution. Joining me on today's episode, he was with us a couple episodes back when he talked about the five pillars of fitness, is my younger brother, Anthony. Welcome aboard, Anthony.
Good to be here, brother.
Today, we're going to start with talking about what we consider to be the most important relationship, and that is the relationship with yourself. No singular relationship in your life, even with your significant other, your wife, your kids, your parents, they're not as important as the relationship that you have with yourself and your purpose. Your mind, your thoughts, your physical state, your emotions, and most importantly, your character and your integrity. It's what we'll call integrity, doing the right thing when no one is looking. There's a quote by a gentleman named Spencer Johnson. He's the author of a book, best known for the book, Who Moved My Cheese? And it's basically a book about change in your life. What he says is, honesty is telling the truth to other people. Integrity is telling myself the truth. And that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, the one thing I like about this segment that you're doing is I feel like not many people spend time on themselves. When you take the time to work on yourself, you allow for stronger relationships with other people. You can't really build other relationships if you haven't built that with yourself yet. So like having a clearer sense of purpose, like you talked about, greater well-being, self-acceptance, happiness, all this stuff plays a role in that.
There's a poem called Man in the Glass. This is a poem when I was a principal, I would use this poem with groups of building men groups that I would run. It's a poem by a guy named Dale Wimbrough, and it was published in the early 1900s. And like I said, it's called Man in the Glass. When you get what you want and you struggle for self and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the man staring back from the glass. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end, and you pass your most dangerous, difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass. And to me, that speaks to the idea of integrity more than anything else. Honesty and integrity and being able to look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day. You're really the only person who knows your situation, who knows what you've done at the end of the day, good or bad or ugly. And you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and be proud of what you're seeing.
And take the time to get to know yourself. Take the time to know why you're here, your values, your truths, the things that you believe in. Because you can't sit here and judge others when you haven't taken the time to know who you are, right? You need to stand true to what you believe in, and it'll be easier to bring others into that.
The next thing I've written down here is you have to get to know yourself, think about why you do what you do, and think about why you don't do what you don't do. And I'll read that again. You have to get to know yourself, think about why you do what you do, and why you don't do what you don't do. To me, that just it resonated with me. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote this. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you someone else is the greatest accomplishment. That's another thing that really stood out to me is the idea of being true to yourself. So when we talk about your relationship with yourself, we're not talking about alone time in the shower. We're talking about being the best version of yourself that you can possibly be, being able to look in the mirror at the end of the day, accepting yourself for who you are. And when you do that, when you love yourself before you love others, before you think about other relationships, then your simple presence can make an enormous impact on other people. The second relationship we're going to address now is with loved ones. I'll start with a quote by Tony Robbins. Some of the biggest challenges in any relationship come from the fact that most people enter a relationship in order to get something. They're trying to find someone who's going to make them feel good. In reality, the way a relationship will last is if you see a relationship as a place that you go to give and not a place you go to take. Your relationships with others, with, like I said, a significant other, a wife, friends, kids, parents, siblings, they can't be what are called covert contracts. A covert contract is when you're giving something to get something. You're giving a back rub to get something. You're doing something for someone to get something in return. They're based on this idea of like a barter system. So if your relationships are based on these covert contracts where you're doing something to get something, those are, one, they're not genuine. They're not based in honesty and integrity. It's based on, you know, a system of give and take, which it really shouldn't be. They should be based on giving the best of yourself to another person. Be you, not the you that you think they want you to be. And when you're you, let your friends in, let significant others in, let them in, talk to them, laugh with them, communicate, be vulnerable, but at the same time, be strong and be reliable. And you go into relationships not to get, but to give. And that was what really stuck out to me about that quote, the quote from Tony Robbins there.
Yeah, you shouldn't need to get affirmations. You shouldn't need affirmations on a day-to-day basis. And I feel like a lot of people in relationships, they look to, like you were saying, give to people in order to receive something. You know, I want to say you're pretty so that you're going to tell me I'm handsome. You know right. What I mean? Because you're very pretty.
You're very handsome.
Thank you. But I feel like that happens all the time. So it's not... It can't be, you can't look at it like that. You do something because you truly believe it and you want to do it. And you're so confident in yourself that you don't need them to tell you something. You already know that you are and you do it because you want to make them feel good about themselves.
That made me think about social media and people's infatuation with social media and posting things to get likes. And there's people have really unhealthy relationships with their own social media and then with other people's social media, like doing something to get the little heart or the thumbs up or whatever. That's something just to consider and to think about. We'll do another episode just about that idea of social media and its impact on our life. But just think about your relationship with social media right now. I'd also like to talk about your relationship with a quote-unquote tribe of other men, a support system. I had a conversation with a friend recently about this, and I think what happens with men as we kind of get older, we go through college, and then we're into that point in our lives where we're trying to chase a career, and we're thinking what society's telling us we have to do is we have to settle down, we have to get this great job, make this amount of money, have 2.5 kids and a dog named Sparky, and like it's just what society is telling us that we have to do. But what happens along that path is I feel like men start to lose their tribe. They start to lose their friendships with other men. I know I did for a period of time. Like I think back on people that I was friends with in middle school and in high school and in college, and they kind of came in and out of my life for a period of time. And I've missed opportunities just to stay close with this group of friends that I had and men that I had that would push me to be better. And it's just something that I feel like men need to stay true to that and have this group of men that will kind of will have their back, will push them, will be someone that they could call up, you know, at midnight when they have water in their basement or they have to move a dresser up a flight of stairs or
someone to call them on their shit when they're not saying, you know, being true to what they said they were going to do. You know, I feel like our relationship has grown in the last 3 months as well. And I think it's nice because we call each other every day now.
Yep.
Hey, did you do what you said you were going to do? Did you hit all your, you know, daily routines? We just having a back and forth with one another to, you know, keep each other in check.
I look at it as someone who gets or understands your past. They accept who you are today. They believe in your purpose and your future, but they will hold you accountable. And like Anthony said, they will call you on your bullshit. If you're giving excuses, they're going to be the one that calls you on it. They're not going to just placate you and say, oh yeah, I get it, I get it. If you're not living up to what you said, they're going to call you on it. The last relationship that I have here, relationship with a higher power, with mentors, with coaches, with scholars, basically relationship with someone that you could learn from. It could be spiritually. So it, perhaps it is with God. Perhaps the relationship is with God and how you would judge yourself and your values based on your whatever religion you are, if you are a religious person. With someone who knows more than you, with a mentor, with a scholar, with a coach, with someone that you could gain knowledge from and you could seek advice from. I look at it this way. Take opportunities to ask questions, to learn. Spend less time talking about yourself and more time listening and learning. You know yourself. You know your experiences. You know what you have done. You know that. You don't know someone else's experience. You don't know what they have been through. So take time to ask questions, to learn, to gather information from other people. And instead of just like consuming TV shows, social media, imagine if you tried to learn something every day, something new from someone every day. Learn from those who know more than you in the area of anything, in life, philosophy, religion, sport, anything. Spend free time being inquisitive. Learn from books, learn from articles, things online, podcasts, videos, anything. But spend time learning something from someone else. So I look at this as an idea of a relationship with someone that you could learn from that will inspire you in some way, shape, or form. It could be spiritually, physically, emotionally, cognitively, some way where you're going to learn or get something from someone who's more knowledgeable in a specific area. So I'm going to end with a quote from the book Tuesdays with Maury. Tuesdays with Maury was written by Mitch Albom, who also wrote the book The Five People That You Meet in Heaven. And this book is about his relationship with a teacher that he had, I believe it was in college. And Maury, who was his teacher, is on his deathbed. And Mitch Albom visits Maury every Tuesday, and they sit and they talk. And it's pretty much about life. And Maury was just a great role model, mentor, coach to Mitch as he was going through some difficult times in his life. And this is how the book kind of ends. Have you ever really had a teacher? One who saw you as a raw but precious thing? A jewel that with wisdom could be polished to a proud shine? If you're lucky enough to find your way to such teachers, you will always find your way back. Sometimes it is only in your head. Sometimes it's right alongside their beds. And that's by Mitch Albom from Tuesdays with Maury.
So just to wrap it up, it sounds like it all stems from the relationship with yourself, being the best version of yourself, knowing what you stand for, and branching off from that into relationships with others, giving to others. And then from there, learning from others, taking information in, trying to get as much, absorb as much information from others as possible, and then kind of cycling that back around to figuring out ways that you could be a better version of yourself, using information you're learning from others to be the strongest, best version of you.
If you like any material on the podcast, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit from it and writing a review. Follow Building Men on Instagram at building.men. Email me at buildingmencoach@gmail.com. Thank you, brother, for being on your second episode here.
Thanks a lot, man. Good to be here again.
We'll see you next time on Building Men. Na 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 na.